Welcome back to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. We've been talking about Latino history in the U.S. up through the 1800s. And now, my dear listeners, it's on to the 20th century. People from former Mexican lands such as Texas and California, well, they're known to say, we didn't cross the border. The border crossed us. But after those territories changed hands, Mexicans continued to settle there. They were drawn by economic opportunities in mining and farming, for example. Fast forward to the 1960s. East Los Angeles became the center of the Chicano movement, El Movimiento, what's known as the Mexican-American Civil Rights Struggle. Thousands of Chicanos marched in protests, won reforms, and changed America forever. But only two generations later, that history is being forgotten. California schools don't teach it, and many immigrant parents don't know it. But some people in East LA today are trying to change that. Reporter Valerie Hamilton has our story.
This is the ukulele band at Monterey High, kicking off a performance of student plays. On stage with them, playing backup, Luis Perez, who formed the band Los Lobos in the 1970s, just down the block. No, this is not your ordinary high school drama club, but East LA isn't your ordinary neighborhood. It's the historic heart of the urban Chicano movement, which fought for Mexican-American civil rights in the 1960s and 70s. It's still poor here, now plagued by gangs and crime. But it has a rich history that students are bringing to the stage. The plays are performed by professional actors, but written by students, based on interviews with people who lived East LA's civil rights struggle.
Hey, who are you?
The ghost of Chicano past. I'm here to illuminate you.
I don't know if you have the right person.
Jesus, would a 200-year-old ghost come all the way from Mexico accidentally?
This one tells the story of filmmaker Jesus Treviño, who documented the Chicano student walkouts of 1968.
We want a system where the just rights of the community can be heard.
Yeah, you tell it, Reverend.
In front of Lincoln High School last week.
In front of Lincoln High last week, the cripple and the blind paraded so that you might have eyes to see and courage to stand on your feet and to deal in good faith with the Mexican-American community.
In the 1960s in California, Mexican-Americans were still facing widespread prejudice and discrimination. Mexican-American students were pushed into vocational classes, punished for speaking Spanish, and only about half were graduating. Walkouts by 10,000 students in East LA were the first mass protest action by Mexican-Americans calling themselves Chicanos and demanding social justice.
We are a nation.
Those students set off a larger movement, connecting young Mexican-Americans with their cultural history, music, and art. And that pride was mobilized for political action against the Vietnam War, where Mexican-Americans were dying at higher rates than other soldiers. At the 1970 Chicano Moratorium, a massive anti-war protest in East LA, riots broke out. Police killed three people, including a Mexican-American journalist for the LA Times.
That was the most important date in East LA history, my humble opinion anyway, because that was when the neighborhood woke up.
Wayne Healy is a Chicano mural artist, raised in East LA, a few blocks from where Monterey High School is today. He was in his 20s during the Chicano movement, and he says it changed everything for him. So when he spoke with students last year, he was surprised to find out that they knew next to nothing about what went on.
But which begs the question some more, why? How come you don't know this? Why am I telling you this? Why wasn't it in your history book?
California schools don't teach the Chicano civil rights movement in their standard curriculum.
I only learned about Martin Luther King and Malcolm X when we also had our people for the same cause.
Angel Rodriguez is a student at Monterey, a special high school for kids at risk of dropping out. Last year, he interviewed Healy about the stories behind his murals and wrote a play in which Healy and Mexican revolutionary hero Emiliano Zapata come together to tell East LA kids to stay out of gangs.
The way I see it, they're like, we have a history too, and we want to show our history. We gotta show people who we are, not what they want us to look like.
Los Lobos founder Luis Perez grew up in East L.A. too. He says it's time for Mexican Americans to own their history.
When you really think about it, we've never written our own story. Someone else has written our story or omitted it altogether.
And that's what the project at Monterey High aims to change. Rose Portillo runs the program and teaches the class called Through the Ages. She says learning East L.A.'s history from people who lived it makes it personal for students.
Once we brought in these people who had participated and helped organize the walkouts and watched them grow 3 inches in height and suddenly become extremely interested in history, once it became personal, the world changed.
As students connect to the past, she says, they see the present in a new way.
We are of value. Our culture is of value. Our history is of value.
Even as students are discovering East LA's past, they're exploring their own. This year's class wrote plays about how their families came to the neighborhood, stories, histories of today's struggles. And now, Monterey High has recorded its own history right on the schoolyard wall in a mural like the ones they studied from the Chicano movement.
Please rise.
At the unveiling, students showed what they learned from the past. There's an image of striking farm workers and the arch over East LA's main street, a symbol of neighborhood pride. But mostly, the mural is a picture of the present, with lots of blue sky left for future classes to paint on, and for the history that East Los Angeles is still writing.
Valerie Hamilton, reporting that story from Los Angeles.